And I'm glad that you're back with us, because we are indeed taking a look at how we can calm fibromyalgia. No doubt that it causes some problems, but hey, there are ways to deal with it. And this may satisfy quite a few of you. Again, we're not going to be talking about medication. We're going to be talking about something that's very beneficial, but doesn't involve putting chemicals in your body, which is not always a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. Here we go. Mineral baths. The lasso therapy involving the use of seawater. Balneal therapy, bathing in hot springs or thermal waters, and jetted whirlpool baths. What makes these good for the body in general, for people with fibromyalgia in particular? They all encourage relaxation, which can temporarily ease pain, according to Eileen Schwiers-Ray, who is a physical therapist and spokesperson for the American Physical Therapy Association's Academy of Aquatic Physical Therapy in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want you to put that in your memory banks. Aquatic physical therapy. One more time. Aquatic physical therapy. Along with using water to provide heating or cooling of the treated areas, some of these treatments involve the application of seaweed, mud, salt, or other minerals to achieve desired effects. You know, we've been hearing and reading some time now about alternative medicine, alternative healing methods. And, you know, while I think that there's something to be said for traditional medicine, what in America we consider traditional medicine, I think there's something to be said for what we consider traditional medicine and what we consider alternative medicine. Now, let me give you this disclaimer. I'm not saying or even suggesting that everything that is put forth as alternative medicine should be pursued. I'm not suggesting that. You give it some thought, whatever it is, you give it some thought and you decide for yourselves. But I am saying you may want to consider more than just America's traditional medicine. Massages, sometimes using different types of minerals. Sometimes that's used as treatment for some disorders that people have. So be thinking about it. Now, here's the thing, though. I mentioned the massage just then, not because I want that to be the focus for what you're going to do to try to calm this fibromyalgia. Nope. I want you in the water. And doing something that requires movement. While merely passively soaking in water does indeed have therapeutic value, exercising in water brings additional rewards. Marcio Kuhn is Senior Director of Consumer Health for the Arthritis Foundation in Atlanta. And she notes that aquatic exercise is perfect for both cardio and strengthening workouts. A lot of people who don't have fibromyalgia or any other disorders exercise in water. They engage in aquatic exercise. Now, there are people who do have other issues going on. It may be arthritis. It's difficult for them to exercise on land, on the ground, in the building, because it's just too hard on their musculoskeletal system. And so they exercise in the water. Well, there's something to exercising in water. Exercise in general provides a number of benefits for people with fibromyalgia, including pain reduction, increased energy, and better sleep. The advantage of working out in the water versus on land is that the buoyancy of the water supports joints and the body overall, which eliminates the impact of land-based movement. That's what that's where the issue comes in for a lot of people. The land-based movement, whether it's outdoors or indoors, just causes problems for the bones. With aquatic exercise and aquatic physical therapy, according to Ray, you rely on the properties of the water, its buoyancy, its flow, and its drag to enhance movement or provide resistance. Both interventions make use of a beneficial property of what's known as hydrostatic pressure. That's a compressive force applied to the body by the water. It actually helps decrease blood pooling and edema, and edema is swelling, in the extremities, and it increases circulation. It decreases blood pooling and swelling in the extremities, and it increases circulation. Thermal effects of warm water are also effective in increasing blood flow, promoting relaxation, and decreasing stiffness. She goes on to let us know that hydrostatic pressure helps reduce and prevent swelling of extremities, while buoyancy decreases weight bearing on painful joints. Water decreases the pull of gravity on the body so that a person may recover from loss of balance without suffering an injury from a fall. This allows them to try more challenging activities such as running and jumping. A lot of benefit to this. A lot of benefit. This is something that can be good for those of you in your 20s. It can be good for those of you in your 50s and 60s. In fact, that's part of the reason that aquatic therapy, aquatic exercise can be so popular for people who are older. Don't have to worry about the balance issue. Although, keep in mind, working out in the water can help with balance. Yes, it can help you improve your balance. So, what do we do? Wow. Aquatic therapy. You have aquatic physical therapy, and you have water-based exercise, or if you want to call it just for short, aquatic exercise. Is there a difference, or are they the exact same thing? They are different. And so I want you to pay attention to this. You decide whether you want to try to get involved in one or both. Aquatic physical therapy, aquatic exercise. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen, in listening to music and being involved in music therapy. They are different. With music therapy, you're going to be working with someone trained to help you benefit from music therapy, and they can engage in counseling that can help draw out some of the issues that may have led to the need for therapy in the first place. With aquatic therapy, while again, and again, here's the comparison. Music is beneficial. Music therapy can give additional benefits. Aquatic exercise is beneficial. Aquatic therapy may give additional benefits. So, what is aquatic exercise about? Well, aquatic exercise refers to any movement-based activity that's done in the water, such as water aerobics, lap swimming, group exercise classes. The Arthritis Foundation aquatic program is designed for people with arthritis and related conditions, but anyone with joint pain and stiffness may benefit from it. It's administered by the Aquatic Exercise Association, and classes are held at common community pools and aquatic centers. So what about aquatic physical therapy? That's more specialized, and it's performed by a licensed physical therapist after individualized assessment. Each individual will go in, have a licensed physical therapist assess their needs, assess their condition, assess their needs, and then prescribe a program. Among the benefits that Ray prescribes for patients with fibromyalgia, and this is validated by research, these benefits For patients with fibromyalgia are validated by research. The benefits are decreased pain, increased range of motion, improved strength, improved stamina, and improved physical performance. Specific goals are set for each patient with a plan to progress to functional activities on land. Ladies and gentlemen, are you beginning to hear what I'm sharing with you? This really is a program for people with fibromyalgia. We want to calm that fibromyalgia and help you live a better life. More on calming fibromyalgia in just a few.